Joe wants to know this week is actually something different than what I was even planning on doing, but that's what happens when you have just conversations off air. And we were talking about kind of psycho relationship moments that you had where it's like, wow, I kind of went a little psycho there, didn't I? 317-239-1009. No real judgment, but we want to hear like what your psycho moment was in your relationship. What did you do? Or maybe your partner did that. 317-239-1009. I don't expect any phone calls because I don't think most people go psycho in a relationship. But Alex, why don't you explain your psycho moment? They got this whole conversation going.
I think the biggest mistake that women make is we don't own our crazy. You know, the craziest girls are the ones that say, I'm not crazy. They are the ones to look out for. So guys, if you're listening, if you're a man and you're on Bumble or you're on the dating scene, just so you know, that's the biggest red flag to look for, because those are going to be the most psycho, and as in like key or car psycho. So there's different levels to this. There's like emotionally needy crazy, which I think I fall under, or psycho.
Oh, you're very emotional.
And then there are people that, like I said, they'll like take a dump on your front porch, or they'll key your car. Like the kind of like
jealous crazy.
Or like hit you. Like there are girls that like get physical.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Oh,
it gets unreported too, because it's like, what guy's going to talk about? Like, and people laugh it off. Like if I'm like, hey guys, Lindsay's been hitting me. You'd be like, sure. Like nobody looks at the same way as if like Lindsay's like, hey, Joe's been hitting me.
Yeah. Well, and that's really serious. But
no,
I mean,
it is.
I'm just saying like there are different levels to crazy. And so my crazy is more just I get very emotional and a little dramatic, and I can be a little bratty, I would say.
I like how you use little when you mean very.
It's interesting how
we say little.
So on the way to St. Louis a few weekends ago, the Egyptian and I were driving in his car. He had the radio on. I was starving. I was dying to go off an exit to get something to eat. And I was also, it was that time of the month for me, so I'm already on edge. And by the way, I am one of those girls. Sometimes, certain girls, it does not hit them as hard as it does me, but when it is my time of the month, you better watch out,
because I will shank you. I can never tell. Like you just, I always feel like it's like you have your nonstop period.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Well, that's probably what the Egyptian would say too. But I was a little on edge and starving, and so I begged him to take me off, and he did not want to go off on the exit. So long story short, he lets me go get food, but it ended up taking forever, and so we were like 15 minutes behind by the time that we got back on the road. And so he was extremely pissed off at me because I like forced him to stop, and he didn't want to. So then, instead of me pouting, I was happy because I was doing the white girl, I got my food, so now I'm gonna dance thing. Like, I don't know why girls on the internet always do that, especially
right.
White girls are always just dancing when we're eating. So I was doing that, and then he was in a mood. So then him being in a mood pissed me off. So instead,
he doesn't have the right to get in a mood.
Exactly,
he's not allowed to.
So I felt like he didn't have the right to get in a mood, and so I actually got so mad that he was mad at me that I, while he was driving, unbuckled my seatbelt and crawled into the back seat and refused to sit next to him for like 20 minutes.
If I was him, I would have pulled over and said, "Get your ass out!"
He threatened to turn around.
I'm not putting up with a temper tantrum from an adult woman, which is exactly what you just did.
Wild.
All right, 317-239-1009. I can't believe I didn't know the full story about exactly what you did, but I'm just imagining Alex now unbuckling, crawling back.
That's
there.
That's exactly what happened.
Almost causing a car accident and just sitting back there, like, probably arms crossed.
Yeah, he kept saying,
hand
like,
down.
He kept saying, Alex, come back up here and sit with me. Please sit next to me. I'm sorry. Please sit next to me. And I was like, no.
How embarrassing, right? Could you imagine that? Liv, have you had a psycho moment like that?
I'm normally very tame, but the one time where I did go a little crazy girlfriend was I was 18 years old and I was on a senior trip. I was on a cruise with all of the people that I graduated with.
Yeah.
And there had been rumors that my best friend and my boyfriend had hooked up earlier in the day.
Yikes.
And I was in bed because I was seasick. And so apparently that they had hooked up when I was like in bed.
In your most vulnerable time right
there. Yeah, how
and
awful.
So I found this out. I heard this rumor and I was like, oh my gosh, where are they? And then I realized that they weren't with any big group. And that no one knew where they were. And
oh, no.
I was searching for them and like hunting for them on this huge cruise ship, like looking everywhere, like everyone on the cruise like found out about it.
Ooh.
And like the rest of the week I had people coming up to me like hugging me like, how are you doing? And I'm like, I don't know you.
Okay, but like, weren't you kind of nervous that you were gonna walk in on them actually doing it?
Yeah, I was, but like, I didn't care. I was so filled with rage that I was like, I don't care. I'll walk in on them. Like, I'm gonna stop this.
Here comes Liv. All right, 317-239-1009. For Joe wants to know, what was your psycho relationship moment? What was your psycho relationship moment?
See, the point of this is you gotta let Liv the web girl and I, my name is Alex, you've gotta let us know that we're not the only ones.
You are the psychoest women I know.
Yes, that we're not the only crazy girls out there, because I know that isn't the case.
No.
And so, you know, make us feel a little better here.
Yeah, like make Alex feel better for getting mad at the Egyptian, crawling into the backseat of the car and sitting there having a temper tantrum. Yeah, totally. Make her feel better with that one. Hey, good morning, Kelsey. On the Joe and Alex show, you don't have a psycho moment, do you?
No, I do, definitely. It was years ago, but I found out that my boyfriend was cheating on me. He said he was in Michigan, so I drove past his house and saw him getting in the car with this girl and
Ooh.
Pretty much went on a high-speed chase with him.
And
followed him to the house with this other girl and got out and started screaming at him, but I mean, it was needed.
You didn't try to beat her up?
Oh, no, I'm not a fighter at all, but I'll yell at you.
So what'd she do during this? Did she stand there and stand her ground, or did she hide from you?
Oh, no, they hid. They ran inside.
Cowards.
Scared,
you sure wasn't a sister or cousin or something?
No, I was with my friend at the time, but which was also his ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
So it was a pretty crazy moment.
If that's what he does with his cousins, you had a whole batch of other problems you needed to worry about, girl.
Hey, it's legal in some states. Kelsey, thank you for calling in. Ashley, tell us about your psycho relationship moment.
Well, my boyfriend at the time was logged into my Twitter because he wanted to check it on my phone the night before when his was dead. And the next morning, I was getting messages on my phone, and it turns out he was messaging another girl and asking for her number. So I played it off like I didn't know because I wanted to ask him in person the next day. And he said the truth was someone sent him $10 at his work that he couldn't get nude pictures from another girl, and he did. And told me the whole story. So I was in high school at the time and dumped a carton of milk on his head when I found out.
Amazing.
Wait a minute. He could have shared the 10 bucks with you. I can't believe you reacted that way. It was
a bet. He told me that. He said, I planned on spending the $10 on you.
Oh, yeah. Sure, he did. That's
part about it.
I bet you look back now, Ashley, in embarrassment, right? You're like, how could I react so crazy when he was just trying to get money for us?
I thank you, Ashley.
I'm glad I did.
I thank you for dumping milk on his head because I've seen that in every single movie.
Yes.
And I've always wanted to see it happen in real life.
Yeah, but what if he's lactose intolerant, Liv? That's,
no, Ashley
that's
is a
dangerous.
Real American hero. Please do not deny that fact.
All right, Amber on the Joe and Alex show. Let's continue. I assume you're crazy too. What'd you do?
Actually, no. My crazy relationship moment was what was done to me.
What happened?
So I was dating this guy, and we got in an argument, and my best friend was living with us at the time, so, you know, to try and diffuse it, I, like, went and hung out in her room, just ignored him, and he was upset that I didn't want to talk about it and try and figure out our problems or whatever, so he flipped the breaker and, like, turned off all the power in her room, and, like, it didn't faze me. I, you know, still totally ignored him, and which pissed him off even more, so he came in the bedroom and, like, flipped the mattress and flipped me off the mattress, and still, you know, I just stood up, put the mattress back, and, like, acted like it didn't even faze me. And so he picked up this knife on my best friend's bedside table. And this was, like, 15 years ago when I was, like, 18, 19. And he was the type that, you know, if things weren't going his way, his thing was, oh, well, you know, I might as well just kill myself. If you want to break up with me, I might as well just kill myself.
Jeez.
And so he pulled the knife out of the sheath and drug it across his arm.
No!
And he didn't realize that this was a present from my best friend's uncle, and it's a knife that has, like, a lifetime warranty. Like, it will never dull. And you could see the look in his face that he regretted it instantly because...
Yeah, let me tell you, something.
Wait,
you...
did he cut himself? Like, was he bleeding?
Oh, yeah. My entire house looked like a murder scene.
Oh,
yeah,
my
you
gosh.
Were literally three moves away from being on Dateline, okay?
Oh, yeah. That night, I called my parents and worked out being able to move back in, including my best friend. Like, both of us moved back in with my parents. My mom came in the middle of the night, and we packed all of our stuff up, and we left.
So how long have you been in witness protection?
Well, she just lost
her. She didn't get the joke. Oh, okay.
No, she didn't say anything right there. Oh. Honestly, I'm like, okay.
That's what I haven't seen. She really is. She's in witness protection program. I said it. And that was the key. The FBI cut the phone off because people can't know.
And her name's Amber, as in Amber Alert.
That's what it is, okay? Ooh. All of this.
Very, very interesting. And at first, to be honest, I thought that wasn't that bad of a story. I'm like, oh, that's kind of a sweet way. Like, you know, like
what?
If you're fighting. No, listen. At first, I said, like, if you're fighting, you're having a problem, like, hey, we're going to talk. So you turn the power off because you think you're like,
that's
you have to talk
crazy.
To him.
No.
Now, hold on. Dang. Hold on. Yeah. But then when you flip the mattress, crazy. Knife cutting self, crazy. But at first, like, that is actually a good idea. If Lindsay and I get in a fight, we're not talking, I'm going to go turn off the power. We're going to have to talk.
Amanda tweeted us and says, with my ex, I came home from school early only to see him and his ex-wife on the couch cuddling. I drug her out by her hair screaming.
Why? Why?
Wow.
What's wrong with cuddling?
Wife her up.
All right. Yeah, crazy lady. Allison, you're on the Joe and Alex show. We'll take one more call from you. What was your crazy psycho relationship moment?
So I was with my ex and we were living together and I was in the hospital having surgery on my kidney. And when I came home, I found out that he was sending pictures of his junk to other girls online.
Mm.
And so the spiteful person in me made his screensaver and his background picture, all the pictures that he had sent. So when I woke up in the morning, he saw it, and then I just went ape stuff. And I threw his laptop out the window. I mean, it was kind of messed up. We were together for 6 years.
Dang. You sure it wasn't accidental? Like, maybe he meant to send it to his doctor? Because sometimes you're like, hey, what's going on with this?
No.
All right, I'm just trying to give him the benefit
of
the doubt.
How do you have an excuse for every single POS guy?
Yeah, I do it for men and women.
Whoa.
It's funny because you're calling these guys POS, but I still want to go back to the story that kicked this whole thing off.
Hey.
And that is an adult Alex. Yes. An adult woman throwing a temper tantrum, leaving the front seat of a moving vehicle and going to the back and not talking to her boyfriend.
Listen, the main point of this story is not how much of a spoiled brat I can be. It's how flexible I am as a grown woman that I was
That's
able to get back
true.
To the back seat as
we're looking past that.
Yes, as the car is moving.
How you live in denial and tell yourselves that there. That's a wonderful, wonderful story.